rest of the story. Folks in Kansas City, Missouri would tell you that it was inevitable. But the fact is, it was an accident that should never have happened. I mean the head-on collision on First Street between Oak and Locust. It made the front page of the Kansas City Star. Partly because a doctor was behind the wheel of one car, perhaps readers would have been more understanding had they learned that Dr. Albert Cordier was on his way to deliver a baby or to perform an emergency surgery. That might have made a difference. Problem is that neither story would have been true because the doctor and his wife were just on an outing. And the doctor was driving too fast. He was known for that. In fact, friends had warned Mrs. Cordier that something like this was bound to happen one day. And those friends watched their predictions come true in headlines. In the other car, another prominent Kansas City citizen, Herbert A. Walpole. Just where Herb was going was never quite clear, but one thing was certain, he was on his way there in a hurry. Another notorious speeder. Herb had always wondered why nobody would ride with him, why nobody would accompany him, even to a destination 3 blocks away, but now he and everyone knew why. Had the accident not made the papers, it would surely not be remembered here. There was a very good reason for the head-on collision and the fact that it found its way into print. And that reason is the rest of the story. You know, the most frightening aspect of any head-on collision is a matter of one compounded factor, the speed of both vehicles involved. If both cars, for example, are traveling only 20 miles an hour, for either car, the impact is equivalent to a 40-mile-an-hour run at a brick wall. Considering this tragic potential, Herbert Walpole and Dr. Albert Cordier were the luckiest folks in Kansas City. You remember we were discussing their head-on collision between Oak and Locust on First Street. There was no bodily harm, either to the doctor or to his wife or to Mr. Walpole. In fact, neither driver received as much as a speeding ticket, which, according to bystanders, both of them deserved. Witnesses were quoted as saying that on that May morning, the drivers just looked silly. And yet there is reason that we recall what might otherwise have been a tragedy. Kansas City's crowd-drawing, headline-making collision took place in May of 1901. In May of 1901, those who knew Dr. Cordier and Herb Walpole called it inevitable, and yet there's no reason in the world that it should have happened. The streets were not slick with rain, nor was visibility impaired by dark or fog. The traffic was light, in fact, as light as it had ever been in the history of Kansas City. That sums it up, I think. For you see, this accident involving two cars, the accident which made headlines, was the first ever accident involving two cars. And in this case, the two cars involved were the only two cars in town. And now you know the rest of the story.